This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas, and yes, I am Bobby Norris, and we are live on FUBAR Radio. You all right, Elle?
All good. How are you, Han?
Good as gold, darling. Good as gold. Excited for tonight's show, because you know I always bring a little jam-packed show for you, and tonight, obviously, is no exception. So we are joined by former Love Island contestants, got a couple of twins in the ass.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yeah. Jess and Eve Gale. And then we've got Jazz from Series 2 of The Traitors join us as well, so it's going to be a good end. Now, guys, as you know, top of the show, Access All Areas, we spill the tea, and we've got a lovely little segment where it's all showbiz news. And tonight in the studio, I've got Miss Sasha. How you doing, Sash?
Good, thank you.
Good, thanks good. So, my love, talk to me. What's gone down in the last 7 days?
Well, I mean, today, it's been, at the Express, it's been Prince Harry mad. Mm. That's big news today. He has settled his case against News Group, newspapers, so that's The Sun and obviously News of the World, which isn't publishing anymore. But yeah, he's settled for apparently a very big figure.
Is there a rumoured mill?
Well, Chris Shipp, who's the for on ITV, has said he's got a very close source that has said it's in 8 figures.
Oh, so 850 so quid and a meal deal.
It is hefty. Oh, so nice. Yeah, great for Harry. Yeah.
Very good for Harry.
Is that worst days?
Yes. And he got an apology, right?
And he got a nice, a very lengthy apology to him and to his mum, Diana, yeah. which is
oh, yeah, about
that. I think that was probably what he wanted,
yeah,
all along.
I feel like that's...
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I like that it was acknowledged, the Diana part, yeah, as well.
Yeah, I feel like the press, while some might say it's still toxic, I feel like back then it used to be extremely...
A different ball game, yes. Yeah.
Extremely toxic.
Because it was pre-social media, whereas, yeah, now a lot of the stuff is socials.
Yes.
Whereas, yeah, Diana's day, I was when I was a kid, I mean, I was sperm at the time. I don't even know if I was born. But when I envision it, because I'm so young, but no jokes aside, I remember even clips of being hounded when she was coming out of the gym in Chelsea.
Yeah, it's mad.
And they was on her Merc. Other brands were available. It was a lovely Merc at the time. Mm-hmm. And she must have had 10, 12 jet light paps.
Yeah.
That ain't really the case as much now. I mean, yeah, she ain't here. She would still have a bit of clout, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the room's turned in terms of temperature. It's socials. And this was pre-camera phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she would just be like, you would see him going through red lights to get that picture. But imagine a photo of Diana back in the day.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah,
a lot of money.
Oh, God, she handled it with so much class as well.
Yeah. And was always beautiful as, yeah, well. When I'm on, yeah, the other bus, I can appreciate that she was a salt.
Yeah.
That's a headline. Yeah. Diana was a soul.
She was a soul. But I'm glad for Harry that he got his apology. I feel like that's like worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it saved him quite a long time of probably a lot of dirty laundry getting out.
And which, money as,
yeah,
well.
A lot of money.
It was always
lawyers
rumoured
are not cheap.
That even if he won it, his lawyers alone, he was never going to get what it's going to cost him, especially if it went bad. He was going to have to pay their,
yeah,
cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he only ever wanted the apology. I don't think it was ever about money.
Yeah.
No, I think probably to him it was worth it. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's been a good move for him. It's been a bit sort of divisive because he was saying at the end of last year that he wanted to fight the good fight because he was like, I want to keep going to sort of expose things. I want to for other people that have been through the same thing as me. I want to do it for them. But
he did that ITV documentary just before Christmas and said the same, didn't he?
Yes,
who,
yeah,
there was Hugh Grant in that as well.
Yeah, yeah. So so it's been slightly maybe a bit of a surprising move, but I think in the long run that's probably
because this was meant to go on for weeks. This case, even when people outside, like journalists and perhaps, they rocked up yesterday outside the courts, thinking this was going on. Am I right saying for weeks?
It was going to be a long time, and it was not going to be a great look for him or for The Sun. And I think probably it's just best to, it's probably good closure for him to just move on. He's got, yeah, the apology. He's been vindicated and he can move on and get on with his life.
Could it also be an olive branch to the royals, because this was going to get to a point where serious,
yeah,
tea was going to be spilled.
Exactly, yeah.
So maybe he's reflected and thought things ain't gone great the last 12 months.
Yeah, maybe
an understatement.
Longer.
But maybe he's thinking, do you know what, I'm going to roll back a little bit. Maybe he's actually thinking, do you know what, he's seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, with Prince William, when he settled as well and he donated his money to charity. So yeah. I'll be interested to see what Harry decides to do with his, because, I mean, he's not short on it, no. I don't think. But
he ain't skint.
He's done well for himself. I mean, obviously Harry and Meghan are quite divisive characters, but I think a day like today, I'm like, fair play.
Yeah.
He's done the right thing, and it's, hopefully it will mark a good place with the royals as well. Yeah, so good for him.
Good for him.
So royals aside, anything else in showbiz news, babe?
It's been a lot of TV, but I mean, the celebrity stuff that we were talking about today, Justin Bieber unfollowed his own wife on Instagram. Yeah. And we were literally like, the celeb group chat, we were like, what is going on? Because I only had a baby last August.
Yeah.
A
Leo.
Baby Jack. And we were like, they've not split. Surely not. Love is dead. But he unfollowed like Scooter Braun, Usher, Hayley's dad. It was so, we were like, this is really weird. Mm. But then he did a post saying that he'd been hacked.
Do you know,
you've got to be a clever hacker to get into JB's Instagram.
Also, if I got into Justin Bieber's Instagram, I would not just be unfollowing people. Like, exactly. I would be doing a lot of different things.
Yeah, yeah. So we were like, that seems a little bit
suspicious. Do we believe it's just a hack? Because obviously, allegedly.
Yeah, I don't.
There's a lot going down in the US of A.
There is. And listen.
With certain people.
That's it. And there's a lot going on with Meta and and the President Trump.
Yeah.
And a lot of Americans have come out on TikTok today saying that they now follow J.D.
Yes.
Vance and Trump on Instagram when they've never actually followed them.
Oh, very weird.
Maybe it's a Twitch.
Yes. Yeah, so there's something going on. And they both have new accounts.
Okay.
That were created this month. So how do they have 80 million followers?
Maybe it's Mark Zuckerberg is like trying to stir up the drama. He's got onto his Meta and been like, let's mess it up a little bit. Who knows?
I'm new to the TikTok game. The World News Dog was on there in lockdown. I did a couple, but like really late to the game. I'm more an Insta boy. Mm. But from people that I don't actually follow anyone there, but I just scroll from my For You page. Especially Americans, they're going, what's going on? Because there's a lot of people talking about things in the sky.
Yeah.
I love that I'm talking in code. There's all stuff going on.
Are the FBI listening?
Triangle. There's stuff going on in the sky. There's about five or six different things. Mm-hmm. And it's like the algorithm, allegedly. Don't do anything to my account. I love your TikTok. But things have been cleared. So there's nothing to do with the sky stuff. There's nothing to do with houses burning down. There's nothing to do with people that are allegedly, not allegedly, they are in prison, allegedly done bad things. Might be rappers. So all this stuff's all been cleared from the algorithm.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because for a while, I was getting fed constant stuff about these drones that were flying over America. Now you don't see it much
anymore.
Don't
see Jack Fuck.
But it's also, like I've noticed in the last few days, and I know the inauguration was only yesterday, so maybe that's why, but I'm getting fed loads of Donald Trump content. I'm like, I don't want this. So I'd like to bury my head in the sand with all this shit.
She wants to see the drones.
Yeah, I want to see the aliens, please. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Not the orange man. She wants to see the green man, not the orange man.
Yeah.
She works with an orange man every Wednesday.
Exactly.
She's had enough of that.
Bring back the green men, please. I'm here for it. Because the orange man depresses me to hell.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah,
well, you've got 4 years of him, so...
I know, it's already been a long 4 years.
It's been a long 4 days.
Yeah,
I don't know how we got onto him from that, but anyway.
From aliens, from green to orange.
Yeah, social media, I'm 50-50 on it, because there definitely is something weird going on social media, but at the same time, the drama lover in me is like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Have you had a little tiff? And he's just been like, right, I'm going through the unfollow and I'm going to, like, your whole family's gone. Mm. It was Usher as well.
Did he follow back
his manager?
Usher?
He's unfollowed.
He's followed people back.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So.
Has he followed the ex-manager back? Allegedly the ex?
I think so. I think he was just like, oopsie. I don't know how
that
happened.
But
it was like 10 people.
He got his account back quite quick within a day. He's lucky.
Yeah.
Some people, you never get it back.
Yeah, he did.
If a good hacker's got it,
he wasn't hacked.
You've got to be a good hacker to get Justin Bieber's.
That's no, ridiculous.
I wonder it's if they just had a Barney.
Yeah, it's not Kieran from Quick Saves. Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you know what?
I think it's got more than two-step authentication.
I feel like they had a fight. He did unfollow her because he was like pissed off. And then he was like, when he was found out that he unfollowed her, he just unfollowed loads of other random people.
Oh, maybe.
Kind of like,
Allegedly.
You should see the face that Bobby's giving you. Don't get a signal.
She works for the Daily Mail.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So that's lovely alleged news. Anything else, Sash?
Yeah, I mean, it's TV mad at the moment. Obviously, you've got Jess and Eve and Jazz on later to talk about Love Island and Traitors. But I love the All-Stars version of Love Island. Mm. I love seeing people. Yeah, I like seeing that. I mean, it's just nice having people that you recognise. You don't have to bother, like, Googling them. You know it all already.
What's your thoughts on it? What are you loving about it the most?
I mean, it's a funny one because you do get people in. I feel like Ekin's come in and been like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I feel like she's been like, you know, the producers are giving her, are in her ear and telling her where to go and what to talk about. Because she's in every drama. Not to do her, but she's in every drama. Yeah. Going up stirring, going, how did you feel when he treated you like that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take that lying down. And then she riles up the other 100%. Contestants.
She must be a producer's dream, this series. Because it does feel like, exactly that.
I feel like she's getting a producer fee, to be honest.
Yeah, from someone that done a decade in, well, still is doing reality TV, but done hardcore that kind of show for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's very much,
she's in the pockets of some.
But it's the thing, she had a nightmare on Celeb Big Brother. Like, that was that was not good. So then I think it's a rebrand on Love Island. And to be fair, she's doing a good job.
Let's have it right.
Yeah, I think everyone was like, what are you doing back here? But I think she's coming across well.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think when you get the people that have done it before, like, they know what they're doing. Yeah. So then you know that you're going to get a good episode and someone's going to kick
and
off.
Especially if she's an unpaid producer in there.
There you go.
A producer's got to look after her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my two pence.
If she wasn't in it, it would be very boring. Like, I do think it is quite boring still, but she's making it. Because
some funny pairings, some questionable pairings.
Yeah, but, no one seems very settled. So we shall see.
More on that next week.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Sash. Always a pleasure to have you back
for
in.
Having me.
Looking forward to having you again. Guys, we're going to take a little break and we're going to then be joined by the twins of Love Island. We've got Jess and Eve. So we will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Boobar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way. From this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out.
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search Don't Get Caught Out.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you, what's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the
crying,
truth.
Crying.
And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle.
It is.
I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
And we are accessing all areas. You know me. I'm Bobby Norris, and we've just been joined in the studio by the lovely Jess. How are you doing, Jess?
Hey, I'm good.
We've got the lovely Eve. She's just arrived at the studio. We're going to start with you, Jess.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed you know the difference between Jess and Eve.
I know.
That was impressive.
I've interviewed the girls before, to be fair.
Okay, you've met them. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing your sister because on TV you look absolutely identical.
Yeah,
like,
everyone
twins.
Says that.
Yeah. Twins, funny
no
that.
Way.
Yeah,
really?
Funny that. So, Jess, I want to speak to you, babes. Obviously, there's so much to ask, but let's talk current All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on this and the whole concept of All Stars?
You know what? When it first came out, and even before I knew I was going on last year, I thought, like, no one's actually going to get together. I just couldn't see anyone getting together because I feel like everyone already knows everyone. Like, knows
they've already shagged
them.
Each other.
Yeah, no, literally, in some people's case. But it really did work on my season. Not for me, but, like, my best friend Sophie, she's still with Josh. Like, they literally just got back from the Maldives. And Molly and Tom, like, I genuinely think they will get married. Mm. So I was kind of shocked.
You reckon?
And, yeah, I think so. Yeah, and Sophie as well. 100%. I remember, like, when I was watching it before I went in, like, I was watching it in holding, I was thinking, oh, I don't know, like, whether it's real or not. Went into that villa, I was like, wow, I was like, she is gonna marry this guy. It's
wow.
Crazy.
So is there one thing watching it on TV before you walk in there? Because obviously chemistry, when you're in a room with someone,
mm-hmm.
you can't deny that. You can't lie
yeah.
chemistry.
Yeah, yeah.
So we sat there watching our screen and thinking, especially because it's All Stars,
mm-hmm.
and there's always going to be a few people on social media that have got that kind of mind that go, well, they're now seasoned professionals.
Yeah,
are they
yeah.
doing stuff for airtime? But you've walked in and you're like, no, actually, this shit's real.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, sometimes I feel like people think that it will be played up to the cameras. Mm. I feel like it's more like I didn't realise how solid Molly and Tom were until I walked in and I was like, wow, like, you guys are really into
love
each
that.
Other. Yeah. And, like, obviously there was so much about, like, Molly and Callum at the time and I was like, this isn't a thing at all. Like, some stuff which comes across on TV just is not a thing in the villa, whereas in the villa other stuff is way stronger. It's weird. Like, it does come across, but it's always going to be different when you're in there.
Yeah.
I suppose the really good, solid couples are boring because they're just getting to know each other and they're not causing drama, so they don't get the airtime. So it'd be hard for us to even see the strong unit there.
Mm-hmm.
So were you asked to go in this year?
No, I wasn't this year. Obviously, I did it last year. I think, well, actually, I saw the producers at the NTAs, like the execs and stuff, and it was kind of like, would you do it again? And I was just like, no.
That fucking Love Island day.
I feel like if you do All Stars, like, obviously Casey's gone and done it, but I feel like you do Love Island, you do All Stars. I feel like doing All Stars twice is a bit like,
obsessive.
It's a one-time thing. Yeah. I think people would be like, not again.
Yeah,
it does. So what do you feel about Casey going back to do it again?
I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
And he's been on Made in Chelsea as well, like, this year. So
how does that make you feel? Does it give you the ick?
I mean, I just do. I thought everyone would be saying even just about, like, in general, people doing All Stars, oh, you're back, like, so a little bit,
yeah. It is a bit like that, isn't it? It's like, was there anybody else?
Is there any predictions? Obviously, you're not in the villa this year, so we're only going through watching on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone listening to the show, we're all just watching at home, but who's your money on? Because we obviously know what the industry is like as people that work in it. And we know that, because my thing is always, and I love the whole concept, love ITV, yada yada, love Love Island. But there is that thing that a lot of people on social say, that especially people that have been on it for years, and we all move in the same circles, and we all know people are shagging each other, which don't make the press, because obviously we all deserve a private life, even if you're in the public eye. And people go, well, but you would be together now organically, which I do kind of get, but also in that environment, it's going to push certain people together. Is there anyone your money's on that will make it? And also, the other question is, who's playing up to the cameras? Who do you know personally who you're looking at the screen, you're thinking, nah, it's a game plan? Got to spill the tea, it's Access All Areas.
Yeah. I mean, from watching it so far, I really like Scott and Tina. I feel like they actually look quite genuine. And I feel like, because they did it before on the same season, I feel like they're quite similar. Yeah, yeah. With Ekin and Curtis, I just don't know. I really don't know. I feel like they both know the game. I feel like they're quite similar. They're quite like switched on with TV. I mean, it's funny, like they're great to watch, but I just don't know.
What don't you buy about it, babes?
I just think, I think it's just so quick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like straight away, like they're like solid, like you just don't know whether it is genuinely like an amazing connection. They're like, wow. Yeah. Or are they both like suddenly like, yep, like we're going to do this, like let's run with it and just act that kind of thing.
I just don't see the connection either. They like every one-on-one conversation that we've seen to date of them, it's Curtis just going, I just love your confidence. Yeah. Like, and she's like, yeah, I'm really confident. It's like, all right, like, can you say something else? It just, I don't know, I don't see the connection there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you think Ekin-Su would be suited to anybody else?
It's actually hard to think. Now she's with Curtis, I can't really think of anyone else. I mean, maybe Scott, I think.
Yeah, I would have thought them too.
I would as well.
I wanted to ask you, babes, like, in terms of Ekin, obviously, we talked about it at the top of the show before you got in the studio, but let's have it right. She didn't have a great time on Big Brother.
She
got annihilated for it. So she's gone back in, and there's a lot of people on socials going, oh, it's almost like she's a producer's mole, the way she's acting. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think it's a little bit... Because producers must love her, because from people that have done reality TV, what she's doing is what we get asked to do.
Yeah, yeah. The way I see it is, obviously, when you're in there, like, everyone thinks you're just like... just on holiday. Like, it's a TV show, like there are producers and they are speaking to you, they want to know like how you're feeling and stuff, and they always say like, who are you going to chat to about this, because you need to like get those feelings out. And I think Ekin, like, she's like, you know, she was an actress before or something, I think she's like very familiar with TV, and I think that she's really getting along with producers, and if they're saying like, oh, can you have a chat with this person about this, I think like she's gonna do that, like she's doing it, and me and Eve are cracking up, like it's actually hilarious, all the tweets like producer Ekin, like
she needs a producer's check on top of her fee, because they must love her, like,
she's trying to be an exec.
She's running the show
yeah
do you think there was an agreement when she went in there, because there's definitely allegedly, from what it looks like watching, she is asking questions that whether they've asked her to or she just knows that they would want her to. And people are saying it don't seem very organic. Like, it's not like this kind of chat.
No.
It is almost like having a mic in her hand going, and what's your thoughts on him?
I think, you know what? I think she's very smart. And when you're talking to producers, you can kind of like, I don't know, you can kind of see what they're getting at. And I feel like it's probably a bit of both. I think she knows, like, you know, I'm on this show, I'm going to do this. Like, I want to be the person voicing what, like, the viewers are thinking. Like, I think she is, she's just a bit of a TV girl.
Yeah, maybe she just knows what she's doing and it just looks that way.
Yeah, yeah. There's no shame, especially when you've got a TV background. Because if I was in the villa, not that I fit the demographic, obviously, some that likes, like it's a geezer, but who knows, anything can happen. but I would know how to play it, but I think I would, maybe because I'm a natural presenter, I would do it in a more organic way.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what's gone against, not gone against it, but why people are picking up on it, because it was such a shit time for her in Big Brother, people are thinking, shit, her ITV, throwing her a bone, going, right, we're going to try and help, we're going to claw it back.
Yeah, definitely.
That's social, that's not me, that's social.
Allegedly. So, what's in the pipeline for you coming up? Are you going to go on another reality TV show? And if you could, what show would you choose if you could choose anything?
I mean, I'm just like, I literally say this in interviews all the time, people are like, why? I just don't feel like I'm a TV girl. Like, I did All Stars. And I don't know. I feel like I don't really, like, relish in TV. Like, you know, we're saying, like, Ekin's a TV girl. Mm. I feel like I'm not that. When we were in the cast holding for All Stars, I know the American one got in touch. And I feel like now, like, UK Love Island, I wouldn't do All Stars again. Maybe if I was going to do something, it would maybe be America. But I do feel like that's a bit scary at the same time.
America's like, a fucking fit. If you don't, I'll put a blonde wig on. I'll be you. I'll go flirt with a couple of...
I know, she fit right in.
The money's good there in America as well.
Oh, like, much better than it. Yeah. He's just entered the studio. How are you doing, darling?
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, babe. Could you just put that mic in front of your face? Thanks, Hill. How are you, Gulch?
Yeah, I'm good. Just had my hair done.
Oh, shout out her hair, Dad.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And you do look very alike.
They're twins.
No way.
So, babe, we was just saying, sorry, Jess, I'm going to just move on to Eve, just about a few minutes with you. So we're talking about current All-Stars.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on this? Any predictions? Who do you think organically looks like something's going to happen in the real world? And who do you think, there's two questions, who's being a little play up to cameras and doing something for airtime? Go.
I think, like, our favourites are Scott and
Tina. I just said that,
yeah.
It's so weird that they were actually on season two together.
Oh, I love that it was early days, though, because they was really organic days. No one wanted the blue tick, no one wanted the little boo-hoo deal or the PLT.
I actually think, I think they could be, like, such a good thing, and I think that would be amazing if they actually did.
And who's fake?
Who's fake? I would say, I feel like the couple that I don't see working is Liv and Marcel. I don't know if you said that as well.
No, I didn't say
like,
that.
We're actually really good friends with Liv as well. And I just think, like, she'd be more suited to someone like Luca. I know Luca's, like, obviously not really feeling it. But I feel like, I don't know. I can't see her with Marcel.
But Liv and Luca kind of did have a thing, like, two episodes ago. They were, like, had really good eye contact.
They was having sex with their eyes.
They were.
It was eye sex.
Yeah. And they both said they felt it and then just dropped it. What was that about? You said that you're friends with Liv. Is she... Does she not go get her man? Like, if she likes somebody, does she just...
She would want them to come to her. Right. Like, I don't think she's going to chase in there. So I feel like if Luca's not chasing her, she's just going to, like, put it to bed. I don't think she's going to, like, especially on national TV.
She ain't going to graph for him.
She's not going to put it in the graph. So, yeah.
She's dead right. I mean, Luca's not doing much, is he?
Yeah.
No. He's sitting back. He's waiting for girls to come to him. And it's like, Luca, babes, what universe do you live in? Because that doesn't happen even on
like
the outside world.
He's not used to girls maybe being, like,
he's used to fans.
Probably. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But this ain't that.
Yeah. I feel like Liv's, like, done enough. Like, she's put herself out there. I feel like any more would be, like, begging, and she's not going to do that.
Any other disingenuous couples that you think would never work in the real world?
I think probably Naz and Kathy.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're not into each other. I think it's a mutual thing where, like, I feel like there's slow burning and then there's just
But I feel like at least Catherine's trying it a little bit. Yeah. I think Naz is just like, no.
Yeah,
apparently he's not really doing much, is he? Like, he's not... Like, a girl wants to be wooed and, like, feel attractive, and he's just being blah. Like, is it just because of the person he's coupled up with, or do you think if somebody came in that was really his type? Because he's kind of mad about Grace now as well, isn't he? Yeah. So maybe we'll see him try a bit more with her.
Yeah, I feel like if someone came in that was his type and he really did, like, I don't think he'd be as slow. I just feel like it's not there between them. And I feel like he's not right for her either. I feel like it's just not it between them.
Yeah.
So moving on from this current series of All Stars, I want to ask you, girls, and I know I've spoke to you both before, but I always love to ask about social media because we know what a beast is. It's obviously got its perks. We make careers off of it. Let's have it right. But do you feel a pressure? Like, you girls do a lot of brand deals. A lot of brand deals. And good for you. Like, you've got it. Do you know what I mean? Get them coins. But do you feel with that, because your life's so public on socials, that you have to portray a perfect life? Because you don't seem to think, I'm having a fucking shit day. Or I get a bad spot. But I don't just get one, I get six. But it's hard when you've got something to promote or you're feeling really down, but you down don't sell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got to put your foundation on and crack on. What's your thoughts on that, both of you?
I mean, I think we think we used to really feel it. Do you remember like when we first got out of the villa, like, was it 3-4 years ago? We used to really feel it.
And I used to feel that I used to have to post every single day and like do this all the time. Whereas I think now getting used to it a bit more, and now I do relax a little bit, but then I felt it again coming off of All Stars this time. I'm like, every single day I need to be posting, doing this, because if not, then people just like, that, what are you doing? Like, where are you? And I always did feel like that pressure. And then you think, wait, are you actually doing things genuinely because you want to do it? Or am I just thinking of the Insta story and the Insta pick I'm going to get?
Yeah.
So that was really stressful. But I think as time like goes on, I do like learn to relax a little bit. But there are so many influencers now who are all about the real. Like, they really come on and like embrace it. But I'm not confident enough to do that.
Like, we don't like to, like, what's it, like, air your dirty laundry, or like, I'm not very good at being like vulnerable on social media. So like, I'm not very good at like showing the bad parts, just because I feel a bit too like insecure to show them. I feel like I'm not at that stage yet where I can like be like, right, this is the good, this is the bad. So I feel like I don't do that, even though I probably should, because I feel like that's actually better when you just show like, look, it's not all like this. I feel like we're not all there quite yet.
It must also be because you're both, obviously I'm on the other bus, so I'm not trying to crack on with you. If I weren't, I would. But you are beautiful girls, you know what I mean? So you probably, I get that you would feel a pressure to be like, I need my lashes done, I want my lip, do you know what? You don't want to roll out of bed with a fucking pot noodle in your hand. Do you know what I mean? Fine on the sofa. Do you know what I mean?
I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
You're right.
But sometimes I feel like there's even pressure to do that as well. Yeah. Like, I've had criticism before, like saying like, you need to be a role model for young girls, that you need to show this and do this to make other people more confident. But I also feel like, you know, like with Instagram, I do think you just take it with a pinch of salt. Like, I feel like I post the good and then I just don't post. Like, I just don't feel comfortable enough like showing
it's
the bad.
It's too like, exposing, yeah, isn't yeah, it? Yeah, like, you're giving your all then, and people like break you down for the good things. So yeah, imagine on your vulnerable days.
Exactly. And I just can't do it. Like, some people do it. Like, I'm trying to think, like, some influencers, like Charlotte Dawsey, like, she, I don't know if you've seen her, but like, she goes on and she's so like
real.
Like, real. And like, I don't know how she does it, because then people say nasty things. And someone said a nasty thing to me as I was being raw and vulnerable. And she'd be like,
But I think there's also a lot to be said for, because influencers can become influencers just through picking up their phone or their MacBook or whatever device. But I think there's more to be said when you've lived a life, even if it's only for 6 weeks on a reality show, when you've done the reality side of things, it becomes a different thing because people have already seen you're exposed. Do you know what I mean? I think there's something to be said, look, from Lorraine from a library that becomes an influencer, you've still got that barrier of, I'm showing what you want to see. She's more aware. When you've been on a reality show, that's gone. I think it's harder, and we ain't down the mines, don't cry for us, but you come from a reality show and there has to be a, because everyone, the balls are on the table, your tits are on the table, do you know what I mean? It's a little bit like, I think it's different from someone that just becomes an influencer, not from TV.
And there's a crossover at the moment of like influencers and people on social media moving to OnlyFans, because there's a lot of money to be made in that. Is that something you girls would consider?
You know what it is it's tempting, but like, I'm tempted by it, and sometimes I think, oh, I quite fancy that. But then there's always something that brings me back to not doing it. And I think, you know what it is? I genuinely just do care about what people think too much, and just being put in that box, which is annoying, because I think, I mean, I've heard girls I know, the figures they're making.
Oh, serious money.
Yeah, and I'm like, if I was genuinely making that money, would I care what people think? But then at the same time, like, I also like, not, when I say it, I don't mean like all men, but like the men that like message me like pervy things, like, I hate them and I hate that. And I see messages like that and I'm literally like, oh, shut up. And I just don't know if I'd actually want to engage in that, because realistically, they're the kind of people who are buying the content.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if I could actually do
that. Eve, one last question, then the show's, alright, this interview's ending. I'm so sorry, I could have spoke to you all night. But babes, I want to ask you, obviously, you was with Casey in Love Island.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on him going in again?
I am so surprised that he's going in again. I literally spoke to him like not too long ago. We were like, "You did All Stars." We were like, "No." We were like, "No, never do that again." And then he's on.
Shut up! You've got it, Dave Larcher.
No, I know that. Like with Casey, I feel like I really like him. I think he's like, obviously he has his ways that can be like questionable, but like, I think because I like haven't like properly ever like gone there with him, I feel like if I had, then I'd probably be sat here like saying negative things.
Yeah.
But I just see him as like funny, like.
Well, that's a nice positive way to end the interview.
Yeah, cool.
I would have liked a bit more tea, but no. Girls, thank you so much for coming in. Lovely to see you. Guys, we're going to take a little break and then we're going to be joined. And we've got a little bit of a traitor special. Yes, we're going to get all the traitor stuff in. Yes. So, guys, we will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
One in five people in the UK are disabled, and it's not always visible. So if we've made ourselves at home in priority spaces on the bus or train, surrounded by our shopping bags or bikes, we could be making it harder for the people who need that space more than us. So let's not forget about the people we share our journeys with, and keep priority spaces clear for others. Remember, it's everyone's journey.
When it comes to heart attacks, you might be surprised to hear the symptoms don't always feel severe. You could experience a squeezing across the chest, a feeling of unease, a sense something's not quite right. Don't be tempted to dismiss the signs and wait to see what happens. The faster you seek medical help, the better your chances. It's never too early to call 999 and describe your symptoms. Your NHS is here for you.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the
crying,
truth.
Crying.
And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle. I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
FUBAR Radio presents
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Joining me now is Millie Gooch, author and founder of Sober Girl Sobriety Society. I need to know what is so bad about dating sober.
I think it's just terrifying when it's something that you're not used to, because when I was drinking and dating, you know, like, you use it to calm your nerves, you use it for confidence, you rely on it. And I think that's the one thing I realised when I stopped drinking, is how much I really relied on alcohol. I was always kind of saying, you know, like, oh, I'm not dependent on it, but for my confidence I was really. But I also think there's so many benefits to it, like I used to go on so many dates when I was drinking. I'd be like, they are the one, and then I'd meet them like a few weeks later sober and I'd be like, we've got nothing in common. What was going through my mind? I'd be like, oh, it was because I was drunk.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
Harpreet, how are you, my love?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? It looks fun in there.
I want to talk about this because obviously you met your partner on The Apprentice. When did you start to get that feeling, I'm into him and this is more than just a banter or a friendship? Because it's a close environment being on a show like that, isn't it?
I really wish I could sit here and give loads of juicy gossip that actually we used to secretly meet in the laundry room on the show, but we didn't. And when I actually last spoke with yourselves, I think it was right after I'd won, we weren't even flirting, never mind dating. First time that I thought I actually fancied him was when I watched him on TV and I watched episode one. Hang on. You know, he's actually really good looking.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani.
And joining me in the studio, we have Deputy Leader of the Green Party, Zach Polanski. Zach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you keeping, Zach?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
So you're hoping for four MPs in the general. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's absolutely the minimum at what we're
I don't want to be Piers Morgan here, but will you take out, I don't have £1,000, will you take a £100 bet with me that you'll get four MPs?
Well, I do everything in politics to talk about the harms of gambling. So for me to place us out there would be pretty, you know, pretty horrendous.
Before we had you on, we discussed with the producers as to whether I should do the bet joke, and I said I would because I had every faith that you would answer it in the way I expect a politician of any moral
standing. We should also talk about cryptocurrency, which also is very problematic.
Rishi, if you're listening, mate, that's how you answer a betting question.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Politics Uncensored. Joining us now, we have Muhammad Ali, author who is currently writing a book about India under Narendra Modi. Mr. Ali, thank you so much for joining us. And so I wondered if you could give us perspective to our listeners, what life is like for an Indian Muslim right now. Are they at risk of violence at any point in their life?
So right now, Muslims have stopped. They're very cautious not to appear as Muslims in day-to-day lives. Like they've stopped wearing skull caps. They've stopped eating meat in public spaces. And what has happened is that every idea and everything associated with Muslims have been illegitimized and have been criminalized in India today.
Every Thursday, FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys, and welcome back.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
I hope you've grabbed your backstage passes because I've got mine. So, I'm Bobby Norris. We are live in the FUBAR Radio. This is Access All Areas. So whilst we wait for Jazz to join us, Elle, there's a little bit more showbiz goss going down
there
in there.
There is indeed. And keeping on topic, the Traitors. So obviously that's finishing up on Friday, which is so weird. It doesn't feel like it's been on for 9 weeks
already. I feel like it can't possibly be.
How could it be finishing up already? But it's annoying.
But then also January's gone on for 6 years.
Yeah, that's
it. It's a weird fucking month.
It's a weird month. But as we seen last week, Mina, who's the traitor, she's the final traitor left.
She is.
She's been such a good traitor.
I love her.
Yeah, I love she's brilliant. She knows what she's doing. She's working the room, but she had to recruit another traitor.
She did.
Called Charlotte.
Did you see that coming?
I didn't see her picking Charlotte.
No,
to be honest,
I didn't.
Because Charlotte was kind of under the microscope on the round table a few times.
Weren't on my radar.
She wasn't. She was like, do you know, Bobby hasn't watched one of his.
You fucker. I am.
I'm throwing you under the bus here. But no, Charlotte is. Do you know what? I feel like Mina has done this because she knows that Charlotte is going to be thrown under the bus.
Of course she is.
So I feel like Mina is smarter than actually. She looks smart, but she's smarter than she actually looks.
She's very smart.
Bobby, what are you doing? So yeah, I do feel like she actually chose Charlotte because she knows Charlotte will get kicked out and whoever is left, the last traitor left, gets all the money.
Yeah, I think clever move.
Clever move. Like her name has already been mentioned around the table. She could have chose somebody whose name was never mentioned. Who, like...
Strategic.
She's been strategic.
Up here for dancing, down there for... Yeah, no, up here for thinking, down there for... up here for dancing, down there for thinking.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It's an interesting show. It'll be interesting. I actually feel like Mina will win. Do you?
I do. Hopefully, Jazz will join us soon because the show's about to end. We've only got a few minutes left. Anything else in showbiz news? Because we're going to get about 90 seconds with him.
In showbiz news, we kind of covered Love Island, didn't we?
Yeah. Inside out and sideways.
Upside down.
How's your week been? Let's talk us. Let's talk our showbiz news.
Well, do you know what? The reason I don't have loads of showbiz news on the top of my brain right now is because I've been off this week. And I've put my blinkers on and it feels so good.
Is it nice to not have to be invested in my lot?
I love it. Like, when I came in here today, I just found out that Harry's court case was today. So I was very out of the loop with that one. And I loved it, actually. I love burying my head in the sand for a week. Give myself, like, a little rest.
Although, are you shocked? Because you're Daily Mail, so obviously, we love our showbiz reports, but very, very highbrow. You don't really get higher than Daily, not you personally. She's trash. She's trash bag. But Daily Mail is a very royal leading. It's a very high establishment paper.
I think a lot of people will laugh if they heard Daily Mail and highbrow in the, same time.
I thought, compared to, I won't say certain names, but I kind of thought.
Okay, I like it. I mean, I'm taking it. I work for
Thank
them.
Thank you,
so,
Daily Mail.
Yeah. No, I'll take that.
I do work with the Daily Mail, I will just say.
Yeah, exactly. We both do.
I'm
so
not a journalist.
Yes, you are. You have a
podcast.
Think
I'd be a good journalist. What's your thoughts as we're going to long out this show until we get our second guest?
Yeah, no, I think you are a journalist.
I think inside of me is a journo waiting to get out.
Well, you have a podcast with the Daily Mail, don't you?
I was an ongoing, reoccurring guest on one last year. I don't know if it's coming back for series two. I hope so, but I love it. You know, I love a podcast.
Yeah,
I've got a lot to say. I've got a big mouth on me.
Exactly. There you go. So, so the showbiz news this week for me has been taken over by Trump's inauguration.
So I'll tell you how my day has gone, guys. We're going to keep it really real because I don't think I've ever had to try and do this in a show before. But we've got minutes to fill, and I'm going to keep it real because I love you, Zoe. And thank you for the love on socials that you give us in the DMs. I know that you will get in touch. If you don't follow me, please make sure you do. It's at Bobby C. Norris on Instagram. I'm new to the Twitter. Not the Twitter, the TikTok.
Yeah.
And the Twitter's the same on everything. Mm-hmm. But I got homophobically abused today.
Oh, yeah.
So that was lovely.
I can't believe that's still going on.
Oh, we've got our guest. So moving on.
How can you move on from that, Bobby?
Basically, I got called a queer hunt with a C, if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Love
but
that.
Enough about me. We're going to go to our guest, Jazz. Jazz, how you doing?
Hello, hello, Bobby. How are you, my friend?
I'm really good, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I've had an absolute nightmare. Traitors is just going off at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It really is. We've only literally got you for a few minutes. What's your thoughts on this series? I was frozen. So about me being homophobically abused at Stratford. He's literally frozen. I'm going to zoom.
Can you hear us, Jez?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. No. I can hear you, but you're gone frozen.
Can you hear him?
Can you hear him?
No.
Am I back now?
Yes.
Oh, I can now.
You're back. Are you watching this season of The Traitors? We were just discussing Mina asking Charlotte to become a traitor. Do you think that was a strategic move?
Oh, my God. Mina, she is finessing the role of a traitor.
Isn't she?
Amazing.
I think she is just doing an incredible job. I just hope she doesn't get complacent. That is my worry with Mina.
Yeah.
She must be making Liverpool proud right now.
Totally. Why do you think that she chose Charlotte to be a traitor?
See, Charlotte's one of them people that she's got the balance at the moment. And that's what the castle's all about. You've got to get the balance right between... You can't get too close to people because that can shoot you in the foot. And if you're too far apart, people just think you're rude and just think, you know what? This guy's a traitor. So she is she's applying the balance in the best way possible. So I think that's why she's chosen Charlotte. But Charlotte has the ability to just switch it on Mina. She really does.
Yeah, totally. And do you know what? Like, her name has been brought up on the round table a few times, Mina's name. And she somehow managed to bat them away. Like, they've just forgotten about her now at this point.
I know. And it is amazing. The thing is, when you're in the castle, you sort of have a chat with a few people just to get an idea of who you want to vote. But then as soon as you go into the round table, it is a whole different game altogether. Like, it is... I don't know what happens in there. Someone just casts a mad spell and then all of a sudden you start voting for the most random person because you know that person is just buckled under the pressure.
Yeah.
How's life been for you since leaving the show? Obviously, a show, and it's so popular, Traitors. What social media are saying? Because one of my go-to questions, and I feel funny enough, I've not had a chance to ask for the last few weeks, but I always like to go, what's going down in the DM? So I asked the girls and the guys, how many dick pics you had? Because we all get sent dick pics. They're never good dicks, I'll be honest with you. What goes on in your DMs, Jazz?
Oh, my God. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Do you get any dick pics? Because even straight boys get the dick pics.
I'll be honest. I don't think I've come across one of those yet.
Oh.
I've had some absolutely nuts DMs. But it's one of them. I'm just a normal guy from Manchester, you know. Went onto a reality TV programme. And now my life has just switched in a completely different direction that I never thought would happen. You know, going to the NCAAs, going to frigging Buckingham Palace because the royal family are fans of Traitors. Everything is just, it's blown my mind, if I'm honest, mate.
What was it like being in Buckingham Palace? Did you say hi to old Charlie?
Oh my God. I didn't realise how big of fans of the show they were, and the fact that they were rooting for the faithfuls to win. And
yeah, they weren't going to root for a traitor, were they? They used to be them in the Tower of London. It's not what they stand for.
They are the traitors. Allegedly.
Was Kate and Wills there, or was it during the whole hashtag Where's Kate period?
Yeah, it was the whole hashtag, you know, Where's Kate? And that's why they wanted me on the case.
She's a traitor. She's in the castle.
That's it.
Next year, it's celebs traitors.
I think that's why they invited me. They were like, Jazz, you're the detective of the show. You find out where she is.
Yeah.
I love it. What's your thoughts? Last question, just because we're running out of time now. Obviously, we've got celebrity traitors coming.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's going to change the dynamics? Because, celebs go in there, you haven't got the luxury of people not knowing you, the audience home. So, and also, you haven't got the luxury of the people that you're with. Because you know people inside out, in the public eye. It's like if Elton John went in there and said, oh, I've got a wife and six kids, you're going to go, well, Elton, have you? Do you know what I mean? So, 10 seconds, quick answer.
It's mental, to be fair, because we think we know these people, but we know we're a side of them. So when they're in the castle, I tell you something, we're going to see a totally different side.
Amen. Ooh. Thank you so much for joining us, Jazz. Take care. Drive safe. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Always a pleasure. We'll see you next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Access All Areas. Ta-da.
Bye.